Welcome back. Well, we'll land a bit of breaking news. The April jobs report has dropped. To break down the numbers, we turn to Jennifer Winklejohn with Robert Half International. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Kayla, on this beautiful, another rainy Indiana day.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting pretty used to seeing this kind of weather. We're also kind of getting used to seeing some gains. I will say this. We're looking at another month of gains. Tell us about the numbers.
Absolutely. So this is the 12th plus month in a row that we've seen some substantial gains. It's 428,000 was the gains. And they looked for the unemployment number to drop by like a tenth of a percent, but it stayed at 3.6%.
Okay.
And I think a lot of that is due to what everybody's seeing. We've got 11.5 million job openings. Hires were 6.7 million, but the pull or labor that we see in this force is that we have a quit rate that is hitting series highs. So 152,000 gains of quits. So 4.5 million quits occurred last month. So it's just like, God, how do we continue to keep up with the need and the expectation of hires out there, with manufacturing jobs gaining the most jobs that they've gained in a series high? Indiana saw 2,000 increase of employees in manufacturing alone. I mean, you think the unemployment rate is bad across the country at 3.6%, which is full employment. It's literally 2.2% in Indiana. You know, wage inflation is a real thing. And we're seeing inflation all over the board. Obviously, that's the big talk right now from the economist standpoint. But, you know, wage inflation is going to be putting some serious pressure on employers. And the small employers are the ones feeling the biggest pain.
Yeah.
They struggle to keep up with hiring people at a competitive wage, benefits. You know, the remote aspect, which so many employees still want out there. It's not as popular with employers, as it is with employees. But it's still putting some wage inflation pressure on our local market, because people from the East Coast and West Coast can pay their wages, hire people remotely, and pay them at that rate that you would see on the East Coast and West Coast in Indiana. So great thing for employees. Not such a great thing for our employers here locally.
Well, let me ask you this, Jen. With all those numbers and with all that news, do you think it will really keep pressure then on the feds to continue to raise interest rates?
So that's, you know, and I think that's what you're seeing the market go crazy about.
Yeah.
It was down hugely yesterday. It started down this morning. It's up right now. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an economist myself, but what I would say is I don't know that there's like a crystal ball that's going to tell us, you know, that the feds can fix this or have a soft landing based on what's happening out there with inflation. You know, I think that this number honestly makes it a little bit harder for them to determine, because there's so much demand. Are people going to continue to consume at the level that they have, or are we going to see the service sector pick up, you know, more than we are manufacturing, which is where we're seeing a lot of the demand and buying?
Oh, yeah, we're still.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, I say, yeah, we're still consuming at a pretty good clip, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. And average hourly earnings, which a lot of people have focused their attention on, is up 5.5%. Now, that's not keeping up with this 10% in inflation that we're seeing, but, you know, it's still a notable number. I mean, you know, these are great numbers. It's a great report. People are freaking out about the labor force participation rate not being where it was in 2020 at 63.4, at 62.2. But the reality is, we don't have as many employees to choose from, especially with our retirement group, as we did in 2020. And that's a reality. But we are seeing, you know, if you have high schoolers or college students, they're probably going to have a really nice choice in what type of opportunities they can work at this summer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, speaking of those job opportunities, Jennifer, can you kind of take a moment and tell us what's available in and around the Wawa listening area for someone who's looking
Absolutely.
For a job?
Sure, Kayla. So we supply opportunities that range anywhere from the Marion market all the way up to Elkhart or the border there on the Indiana-Michigan line. And the market that we play a lot in is more of the professional market, so accounting and HR and sales, those types of roles. And they've been hotter than they've ever been in the 25 years I've been with Robert Half.
Wow. I mean,
financial analysts, controllers, senior accountants, inside sales, in all of those markets. I mean, we're seeing the average hourly pay rate, even for interns, at $20 plus an hour. I mean, the financial analyst roles are going for $70,000 to $80,000 plus. Controllers are over $100,000. Senior accountants are demanding over $70,000 right now. So it's a real thing. I mean, those professional roles, which is where the quit rate is the highest, you know, people are getting a 10% increase to make a job change, and that's why the quit rate's so high.
Gotcha. Well, if someone's interested, Jennifer, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can give us a call in the office at 489-9425, or you can always review our positions via the web at roberthalf.com.
All right, Jennifer, as always, we appreciate checking in with you.
Podcasts by Federated Media.